All right, well, thank you for being here. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Michael Simonelli, Chief of Police of the Rochester Police Department. To my right is Mayor Lovely Warren. I will have a few comments. I will then turn it over to the mayor. At that point, we will take some questions. I will caution you in advance. I will not be able to answer questions specifically about the investigation, but to the extent we can answer questions, we will. On August 19th, 2015, we received several 911 calls reporting shots fired in the vicinity of 500 Genesee Street. The first call was received by the 911 center at 11:20 p.m. The call was dispatched at 11:21 p.m. Multiple officers began arriving on the scene at 11:22 p.m. The response time from the point when the first 911 call was received to the arrival of the first responding patrol officers was within 2 minutes. As we have previously reported, the information we have now is that a car drove by a group of people who were in the parking lot of the Boys and Girls Club after a basketball game. At that time, one or more occupants of the vehicle fired shots into the group as the car drove by. At this time, we have confirmed 7 individuals were shot, 3 of them fatally. The victims were all male, city residents, ranging in age from 20 to 29. At this time, the information we have is that the 4 victims who are not deceased have suffered non-life-threatening injuries. On behalf of the entire Rochester Police Department, I would like to extend our condolences and our thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims of this tragic event. We immediately commenced an intensive investigation led by our Major Crimes Unit, supported by every available RPD resource. As always, we are working in close partnership with the Monroe County District Attorney's Office. We have resources available from our federal, state, and local law enforcement, probation, and parole partners. We cannot release any further information regarding the investigation at this time. We do understand how important it is to keep the community informed regarding an event like this and our efforts to bring these perpetrators to justice. We will release as much information as quickly as we can. However, we ask for your patience because many details at this time cannot be released. We are asking that anyone who has any information of any kind regarding this event or may have been in the area and has any video to contact us immediately at 911 or 311. We can arrange to do this on a confidential basis if necessary. Also, at this time, the Rochester Police Department, in conjunction with the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearm, Tobacco, and Explosives, and Crime Stoppers, is announcing a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and successful prosecution of this crime. We have already deployed additional officers, including foot patrols, in several areas of the city. We will continue deploying these additional resources. We understand that emotions run high at a time like this, but it is critical that no one takes the law into their own hands. The Rochester Police Department has forged a strong partnership with this community, and we will work together to solve this crime and to reduce the violence in our city. And we will provide a written version of these remarks shortly after the press conference. At this time, I will turn it over to Mayor Lovely Warren.
Thank you for that update, Chief. And thank you for all that you and our officers are doing to solve this latest homicide in our city. It is ironic that yesterday afternoon, I joined several of our Pathways to Peace people, as well as community leaders who were out there at Don Samuel Torres Park on Clinton Avenue to attend a peace rally, praying for an end to the senseless violence in our city. Hours later, 3 young men are dead and 4 more are wounded. 2 of the young men who were killed last night were engaged in our Pathways to Peace program. Young men who were trying to turn their lives around. Young men who had promise and who we believed we could help and we could save from this culture of violence. As a mayor of this city, I am angry that people are losing their lives on our streets. As a mother, I am outraged and devastated. Having spoken with several mothers and fathers today, who will never see their children alive again, it is unacceptable that people in our community would feel comfortable taking another life. Death is final. There is no coming back. There is no tomorrow. A fun and peaceful basketball tournament at the Boys and Girls Club ended with laughing as people walked home, but soon turned into a bloodbath because someone thought it was okay to open up fire into the crowd. When people lose their lives like this, we often see the faces of the victims for a moment, a few days, maybe even a few weeks. We don't really understand the ongoing pain or see the faces of the families that are left behind, their hurt, their pain, year after year. Having lost friends and loved ones to tragic events like this, it never gets any easier. There are no words that can be said that will bring comfort to the families. Even at City Hall today, I had to console my intern who was there last night, who saw the bodies of the victims and who had a young family member wounded. Our tears and frustration that we all share. I said last night at the prayer vigil that when we lose a loved one to violence, this entire city loses. When we lose a loved one to the justice system, this entire city loses. When we lose a person because they failed to receive a proper education, this entire city loses. What message can I give to both those grieving today and to our entire city as a whole? I will give the same message that I gave to those grieving family members that I spoke to earlier. We will do everything in our power to hold those responsible and bring them to justice. I have authorized Chief Simonelli and the Rochester Police Force to use every resource at their disposal to find the perpetrators of this act of violence and bring them to justice. I have talked directly to the district attorney and asked her to do the same. Even with the best programs, like Pathways to Peace, Operation Transformation Rochester, Clergy on Patrol, and all we are doing in our recreation centers, in our libraries, there are individuals that we are not reaching. Unfortunately, we cannot legislate morality. So we need your help. The violence needs to stop here and now. If you know something about this event, please come forward so we can bring these people to justice. If you know someone with an illegal weapon, please report it. We are asking the friends and families of the victims to not retaliate. We need for you to allow us to bring these people to rightful justice. And that justice is prosecuting them to the fullest extent of the law. You have often heard me say that our police department, our clergy, our staff, our council, and I, as mayor, can't do this alone. The community as a whole needs to say enough is enough and come forward to cooperate and in the culture that thinks it's okay to take lives. I recognize that there is more we need to do, and that's why I pushed for and called for safer neighborhoods, and I've continued to prioritize for a system where residents can have good jobs and kids can receive a good education. In neighborhoods where you have all three of these, you rarely see drive-by shootings. When I make the connection between jobs, safer neighborhoods, and better schools, it isn't just about a soundbite. It is because I sincerely believe that through these three priorities, we will provide hope to the hopeless. I am in our neighborhoods almost every day talking about and working on these three priorities. We have returned our police officers to the neighborhoods to better combat this type of violence. I've used every opportunity at our churches, neighborhood walks, our center visits, and anywhere people congregate to discuss these issues. I assure you that I will not let this moment pass. You should not let this moment pass. We need to turn despair into hope. The building blocks and resources are all there. And now we need to come together and turn this moment into the moment when Rochester said it deserves better. Thank you, and we'll answer any questions that you may have.
What is the department doing currently right now? We've had ceasefire operations before that have been used to address gang activity. What are you guys going to do in the next couple of days to try and prevent the type of retaliation that is going on?
Well, what we're going to do is we're in a combination of community outreach and some enhanced police activity. We will utilize the information we have. As I said, we've worked really hard in the last year and a half to build some bridges to the community. We do have some good channels of communication, so we're going to utilize those. And our emphasis is going to be on preemptively intervening if we hear something's developing. On the enforcement side, we do have additional patrol resources out and investigative resources, and there are some programs that we use to deal with things like this, and obviously we're going to direct those resources on this.
What are some of those tactics? Do you call in? Do you bring gang members in?
Well, I would say there's a whole wide spectrum of things. Everything's on the table now. But everything from enforcement to call-ins to utilizing our channels of communication. We have things in progress now that I'm simply not going to get specific about. But again, all these things that you've heard about, we will continue to build upon those type of tactics.
How aggressive and proactive are you guys on a day-to-day basis, not just in response to a tragedy like this, but what are you guys out there doing before something?
Well, everything that we mentioned, that John just mentioned, these are things that we do all the time. We literally meet on a daily basis to review what information we have. We try to plan, and on a daily basis, we will modify or adapt our planning and our deployment and our tactics and our strategies to meet developing situations.
Chief, for those looking to help, is there any information you can provide us on a description of a suspect or a vehicle that people need to be on the lookout for?
At this time, we don't have that information to release. And again, as I said when I made my remarks, we understand the level of concern and interest. And I will say this, if there's any information that implicates the safety of this community, we don't have that type of information now. If we do have that, that will be put out immediately. But if we are asking the community for help, and as information and leads develop, that we can give a little more direction to that, we will certainly do so. I'm just going to have to say one at a time.
Is this crime being committed?
At this point, I'm not going to comment on this crime or this investigation beyond what I've said.
Have you guys any comment in general?
I think over here you were next, whoever's talking over here.
Have you recovered a weapon at this point, and do you know what kind of gun was used in this mass shooting? Obviously, this person got off a lot of bullets. Do you know how many bullets and what type of weapon?
Again, I'm not going to release any information specifically pertaining to this investigation. That's all part of our investigation.
Chief, do you have a sense for how much of the increase in violence, particularly shootings, has been gang-related?
Well, some of it has been. We think, actually, most of it has been related to personal disputes. This is what we've been dealing with. You know, the total universe of violence is made up of a number of different components. And we really, a lot of our strategy is really directed at what is the kind of the root causes and the context of the violent acts. But, I would say right now, based on the best information we have, a lot of the violence we are dealing with over time, probably close to 60%, is related to some type of personal dispute outside the context of a domestic relationship. So that's the context that we're working in now. Well, again, it's kind of complicated, because someone may associate with a particular gang and then get in a personal dispute over being disrespected or the girlfriend being disrespected or a family member or cousin, having a dispute that everybody jumps in on. So, one of the things we want to be careful about is we don't want to jump to conclusions. And just because someone has some type of association with a gang doesn't necessarily mean it's an organized gang violence thing. Now, having said that, where we do see that, we take that very seriously, and anybody that's followed this department over the years knows that we have done a number of significant investigations that did involve a little more organized gang violence and crime. And, you know, if that's where the circumstances lead us, we're going to continue to do that.
Many shootings have happened in this area over the last few weeks. Are these related?
Well, again, we're not going to talk about any potential relationships. Obviously, we're aware of the crimes that have occurred and that we're aware of. And I'll just say in general, anytime a crime like this occurs, we're very, very alert to look for the information we have and to see if there are relationships and where that will lead us.
Related to that, do you have any indication that things were heating up in that neighborhood with your pathway, with your police? I know intelligence is a big part of what you guys try and do as well, some of these things before that happened. Do you have any indication that you're heating up in that area that this is going on?
Well, again, in this area, there have been some recent crimes that we've reported. We have been dealing with those crimes. The way you're phrasing that, heating up in this area, you know, there have been some recent crimes in that area that we've been proactively and preemptively trying to deal with. We have some investigations going on to deal with that. We actually, you know, are in various states of progress in several of these investigations.
Chief, you mentioned retaliation. How concerned are you that something more could happen? I mean, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of people back at the scene again.
Right. Well, that's a concern, and I think that's why I mentioned it, and I know that Mayor Warren mentioned it also. You know, we understand emotions run high, but again, this is a good police department. This is a good community. We're working on a good partnership, and that is a way to deal with this. You know, more violence is not the answer to a violent act. The Rochester Police Department is going to bring this case to closure. We will identify and we will apprehend and bring the perpetrators to justice. And so if somebody wants to contribute to that, they need to work with us. If they have information or if in the community they need to really be messengers of peace and nonviolence in the community and not do anything to incite any further violence.
You've asked for a video from the public. I assume you're also looking at any surveillance video in the area. How vital is that video from either surveillance cameras or from the public, perhaps shot on a cell phone? How vital is that to your investigation?
Well, again, I'm not going to talk about this particular investigation. In a crime like this, video could potentially be very, very helpful. You know, in this day and age, with the amount of video, security video, cell phone video, the other means by which video is produced, it really is. It's an integral part of our investigation. So that's why it's very important that if anybody has any, obviously locating any video that may be relevant to this investigation, it's something that started immediately last night. We're going to continue to work that. And that's why if anybody has any potential video that may be helpful or is aware of someone, we are strongly urging them to come forward.
Chief, in 2013, you guys sent out a letter to gang members. The department did in response to an 80% spike in shootings, gang-related shootings in 2012, I believe, somewhere around. Does that work? I mean, did that work? Is that what types of efforts on your part work the best?
Well, again, speaking in general, one of the things we do with violence, whether it's dispute, gang-related, or any other context of violence, we try to look at strategies that have been proven, what we call an evidence-based approach, that there's some data, some evidence, some reason to believe that a particular strategy or tactic is going to be effective. It's really hard for me to claim success if shootings go down because we sent a letter out. But I can tell you that is, you know, calling, you know, approaching family members. One of the things that we've done in the last year and a half, which we think has been helpful, we have forged a very strong relationship with the clergy. And in this community, that's a very influential group. We've already been in contact with a number of clergy members. We've already had volunteers to work with us to walk the neighborhoods, and we're going to be doing that. So, you know, we really want to look for tactics and strategies that have been proven successful, but we also want to be very open. We don't try to follow a one-size-fits-all approach. We try to look at the particular situation and try to determine what's going to work best in that situation.
You advised the mayor this earlier today, families in the city of Rochester, and this happened outside the Boys and Girls Club in the city, where people were there, as you mentioned, to have fun and have a good time. Are Rochester families safe? I mean, what would you say to people in the city?
Well, I would say yes, Rochester families are safe. Now, obviously, this was a terrible crime that occurred. Really, the event going on at the Boys and Girls Club had nothing to do with it. In fact, it was the last night of a basketball tournament that had gone on without incident or any type of negative occurrence throughout the course of this basketball tournament. But, you know, I think what's important to remember is, you know, every violent crime, certainly every homicide, touches a community. We recognize a crime like this touches a community in a different way. And maybe in a broader way. So in the end, yes, we believe the city of Rochester is safe, and we are going to find out who did this crime and bring him to justice.
The four people that are injured, are they still in the hospital or are they treated or released?
I'm not going to comment on the whereabouts of the victims.
Chief, the drive-by shooting seems like a pretty brazen act of violence that we haven't seen a lot here in this community. Can you give me a sense of how often that type of incident occurs, the drive-by shooting?
You know, if what we can do with that and any other specific questions, we'll try to answer. I'm trying to think, rather than go by memory, it's a very rare occurrence in the city of Rochester, but rather than just try to guess, we'll see if we can run that information down for you.
Can you track that type of way?
Well, we track all violent crime, and we, you know, and there's a number of parameters we look at, you know, the context of the crime, how it occurs, so we'll... Right afterwards, and again, this, and we have gotten through phone calls, other requests for some information, any statistical information that we have available, if anybody can contact our public information officer. Obviously, since last night, we've been focused on this crime and dealing with this, with the aftermath of that, but any requests you have that we can, any information that you request that we can provide, we will do so.
Chief, a community member had asked me, he said normally there is a police officer stationed at the Magnet School, stationed around that area. Were there no police in that area that night, or how close were the police to the actual shooting?
Well, I can't say how close they were, but I will say that we started getting calls immediately when the shots were fired, and as I mentioned when I began, the first arriving officers got there within 2 minutes. So, you know, honestly, I don't know where their starting point was when that dispatch call went out, but they were certainly close enough to arrive within 2 minutes.
Mayor, earlier you talked about the need for gun control in the city. Can you speak to that issue? And the chief doesn't want to talk about this investigation in particular and what kind of weapon was used, but obviously whatever weapon was used, they were able to shoot 7 people. Can you talk about the need for gun control in the city of Rochester and what exactly you would do differently?
Well, I don't think it's just in the city of Rochester. I think that we need to talk about illegal weapons that are affecting and plaguing urban communities across the country. And that is not something that is legislated on a local level. That is something that's legislated on a national and a state level. I think that, you know, Governor Cuomo's office reached out to me earlier two years ago. He had put in legislation for, you know, stricter gun regulations when it comes down to weapons. But I think that we have a serious issue when it comes down to illegal weapons in our community, and that's why today I talked about the fact that if you know someone that has an illegal weapon, please come forward and let us know so that we can take that weapon off of the street. We do not, we recognize that people have a constitutional right, but when you talk about illegal weapons, that's something that is plaguing many urban communities, and I believe that is something that we as a country need to deal with.
How do you get that to happen, though? You want people to come forward, and that's one of the issues police face, is getting people to come forward and give you tips. A lot of times, that's the obstacle in solving these crimes.
Well, I think that over the last year and a half, as the chief has indicated, we have worked very, very hard to build those relationships. Trust is a major factor. People want to know that if they bring information forward, that their own personal identity, their families will be safe, and we have to ensure that that is the case. I believe that because of our homicide clearance rate last year, what we're doing this year, we have more people that are coming forward and cooperating. We have a team behind us with Pathways to Peace that are out there every day working to with our police department, working with our clergy and our community to build those relationships. And that is going to be the factor that allows us to change what's happening on our community, is building that trust for people to come forward, but also for those people in the community to hold their friends and their family members accountable for the crimes that they commit.
Can you comment on how many people are responsible for this?
Again, I'm not going to comment on any specifics of this investigation beyond what I've said.
Can you say if there was an incident inside the Boys and Club, the Boys and Girls Club, or was just literally random?
That I can say. There was no incident inside the Boys and Girls Club. The basketball game got finished. It started, my information is, with approximately 100 people leaving the area. at the time that this shooting happened, based on what the estimates we have, is maybe 25, 30, or maybe a little more that were still kind of lingering in the area. But there was no incident associated with the Boys and Girls Club or the basketball game.
Was there any warning either from people in the car committing this drive-by or from people who may have seen them reach out with a gun? Any warning prior to these shots being fired?
Again, it's part of our investigation. I'm not going to comment on.
Can you say if they got out of the car, did they literally just slow down and shot?
Again, I'm not going to comment on the specifics of the investigation. Okay, thank you very much. As I said, we will be distributing a written version of the comments that I made. And if anybody wants any additional information that we can provide, please contact our public information officer. And if we can provide it, we will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.